Guys, it is the final golden buzzer moment from the Miss Julianne Hough. Don't go anywhere. We have an amazing show for you guys here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, AfterBuzzers? You are here watching the America's Got Talent After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Let's welcome my co-host, Antoine Baines.
Everybody say yes!
Woo! Antoine Baines is, I think one of the most perfect people to be on this panel because he is not only an actor, singer, comedian, he is a Las Vegas, well, he had a Las Vegas residency, so like, who is better to be on this panel than that?
You know what? It was very heartfelt. I was going to let you keep going, but actually, why did you stop? That was perfect. It was so amazing.
Well,
yes.
Honestly, I stopped because we have to acknowledge, obviously, the big elephant in the room that Rachel Swidler is not here. We miss her so much, but she will be back next week. Don't worry, guys. And I'm Justine, and we have a really great show for you guys. Well, we have a great show for you guys today. Sorry, I can't talk today. Why? Because I'm so excited about this episode. Mm-hmm. It was a really great one. We had some really great acts. We did have a few bad ones, but honestly, I think the golden buzzer moment really made it worth it.
Well, I will second that notion, but we will soon get to it because we're going to agree to disagree on that.
Oh, okay. Well, we are going to kind of go over a little bit. We're going to go over the episode and don't want to go anywhere because we do have our special segment, like usual, some news and gossip, which is always good to know. So you don't want to go anywhere for that. So stay here, stay here. Mm-hmm. And let's just get into it. Let's chat. And let's start off with Gonzo. And he was a dancer with a tambourine. I guess that's like how we want to go about it this time. I got the vibe that he was a comedian of dancer. What did you get from that?
Something just really isn't working for me. It's just too much. It's saturated with a lot of more comedic relief comedy that's not supposed to be comedy. Like, the comedians, I don't think, were that entertaining. But as far as sending him through, it was very confused. It was odd to watch.
It was interesting.
Odd to watch.
He got a standing ovation from Howie and Julianne. I mean, I think he was good. I think his timing with the tambourine was really, really good. I guess, what is that? Great timing? But, I mean, as far as, like, a whole, I don't know. I mean, this is the thing, and I always like to preface this. I'm not a dancer. I'm not a singer. It's judging people based on their talent, you know? I don't want to sound ignorant and say, oh, yeah, that sucked. But it's just, as a viewer, what I would watch. Would I go see him at a competition? Like, that's really kind of what I'm getting into.
Justine, are you kidding? You don't have to. Guys, folks watching at home, people listening to us on the radio, attention, you don't have to be a professional to see that that was not happening.
I mean, I'm just trying to be nice, but let's get real. Let's keep it real. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, cucumbers taste better pickled. To each his own. If that's what you like to do, I mean.
He was okay. But someone that was way better than okay was Olivia, and she's a singer. She's 47 years old, detention officer for 21 years. And, I mean, I want to hear what you guys say first, Antoine.
Well, you know, I agree to a certain extent with Howie. However, this is where I disagree. I think she has an amazing talent. I love her voice. I thought she did a phenomenal job carrying certain vocals. However, it was very difficult for me because I don't understand the language, which is she was singing in Spanish. I couldn't follow the narration of the song. I knew it was some type of feel good or classic piece because of the judges. They said that we heard the song over and over again, but that was the only context clues I had to really connect to her choice, the track. Because other than that, I was still lost. What, y'all heard that before? What, where?
Yeah, I think she's a great singer. But like you said, it's hard for me. I don't know, not even a piece of Spanish. So it's hard for me to resonate because I don't know what she's saying. I can't feel the words.
Exactly.
And I understand that, you know, a lot of Spanish-speaking individuals will understand her and love it. But this is an American show where everyone does speak English. So I wonder how much she would resonate. I think she would definitely resonate with the Spanish-speaking people. But people that don't, I can appreciate her tone. I can appreciate her passion. I can appreciate all of that. But for me, I don't think I would listen to her just because I don't know what she's saying.
Now, flag on the play. Now, this is what I have to say. Just because I disagree with Howie on the fact that I wouldn't have told her no based on the I don't understand, because he said maybe it wasn't his type, that's why I didn't resonate with him, but I believe it was more so not the style of music he couldn't connect with, but because she was actually singing in Spanish, that her voice was phenomenal. There's no denying that. It was nothing short of amazing. Mm-mm. Period. Now, it didn't give me goosebumps, but it was still, if you can push Tequila on, and if you could give a standing ovation to Tequila a few weeks back,
yeah,
you should stand on your feet, clap your hands, and light a match for her.
I mean, I honestly, like, I could use that excuse for absolutely everything at this point, but I mean, I do understand, and this is the thing, I definitely think she should have gone through, because there are people that speak Spanish or know Spanish and English, or and they will resonate with her. They will like her. They do want to see her again. Not as I don't necessarily, because I don't really understand what she's saying, but there are people that would. So I think for that reason, keep it. I mean, obviously diversity is key. I think it's great. It's just not really something that I kind of, like I always said, it's not something that really, you know, resonated with me, but that doesn't mean it doesn't resonate with other people.
Exactly. So,
well, someone that resonated with me for like 100%, someone that resonated with me was Mysterion and Stephanie. And I feel like this was controversial. I did kind of look at the YouTube comments after, and some people liked them, some people didn't. Tell me what you thought about them. They were Mentalist. And yeah, I want to know what you have to think about that.
Man, how can I kick this off? Beyond my imagination, it was something that I don't understand how it's done. And hint, that is the reason why it is magical, or it has to do with Mentalists, because you're not supposed to know the trick behind the magic. So, picking the heart, or at least having Terry Crews to go in the wind, the storm, the thing, and to pick that out, and for her to actually draw, not close. And that's the thing about her. She wasn't, it seemed like it could have been, no. Was it something? She hit it right on the head. You know, some people kind of play around the answer, like, it was something like outside. It involves dirt. She drew a heart, the same exact heart that was on his card. Then she impressed me when she impressed Simon by Lassie. Out of all the celebrities you can mention?
Honestly, I think that was great. I think there's definitely more that they can, that she can have. I know that that Howie said no. Simon was iffy about it because of, and then when he did the last thing, that was crazy. And what's crazy is when she, how many times do I have to say crazy? Is how she predicted that there was going to be three yeses and one no, but who knows if that was pre-recorded? That's what I was wondering. If they're like, hey, let's just do this, let's spice it up a little bit. And,
well, that's kudos to the staff at AGT. Shout out to them, because they've been doing an excellent job of editing. Their production and producers have been filming this to the T. Like I told you before, it's been more. You can check past shows of this AGT after show. I've said this. It's more television than it is actual talent programming. It has become good TV in this day and age. I think people are scrambling networks, not just presenting talent, yes or no, but we want to make this a actual good to why. Yeah. We want to connect people with the stories and do things like that. So if they did switch around and pre-record it, hey, we're watching you.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were cool. I think they should have went through. That's just, like, my opinion. But I think someone that I hate doing this, but what, like, you know, we're very honest with you guys, are what we were watching, the DVR got cut off, so we had to watch Kara, who the comedian was, online, and we don't know if she went through or not. For some reason, they always at the end have the judges tell you if they went through or not, so we don't know, and this just happened live, so we will figure that out. If you want to definitely give us a comment and help us out over there, we love to hear from you guys. But Kara the comedian, she's someone that, to be honest with you, I don't know if she should have went through. Comedians, to me, are so difficult. I say it all the time. Being a comedian is, everyone has different tastes. People think they're funny. People don't think they're funny. I don't know. I thought it was hilarious that she rolled out the hamburgers. Like, that was very creative. It made me hungry for a really weird reason. But besides that, like, I don't know. She was okay.
Well, you know, something just isn't working for me, and I'm going to tell her like it is. I thought she overplayed it. I thought she worked too hard.
Yeah.
And, of course, the burger didn't magically appear in your bra and french fries. And
you didn't see it, though, maybe because her boobs are so big. You didn't even see those.
You didn't notice it. I don't understand. I don't want to know. However, I thought she played herself a little bit by falling off the stage from walking away from Simon. I think she probably would have had a few yeses because, like Justine just stated, we did not know the outcome.
Yeah.
So, but for me watching it, I don't know if she went through. I think she messed up by falling.
Really? I feel like that wouldn't be like a dictation of someone going no or not. Like, it's not like she's dancing and messed up. She's just a comedian. So, if anything, it makes it funny that she just, like, wiped out.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, I think she may have went through only because she kept them entertained. She kept the whole... I think she was funnier doing her introduction. Just being, she was witty, she was quick with it, and she was creative with her feedback when they were talking to her as far as her introduction. So I think she may have went through, don't know, guys, help us out, let me know.
And definitely help us out. Antoine, do you want to tell AfterBuzzers how they can help you out?
Yes, guys, before we get into our next topic, we want to thank you for your continuing support. We want to thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing, telling all the friends and family about AfterBuzz TV, and keeping us the ESPN of TV television. All right, guys, continue with your support by subscribing. Please comment. You can tweet us, Instagram, via whatever. We will respond, and we love to get great and positive and constructive criticism feedback.
For sure. We really do love you guys. We really appreciate the thumbs up, the subscribe, Spotify, 5 stars. We really do appreciate all that. You guys are the reason why we are here today. Mm-hmm. So definitely, and we love talking to you guys. Me and Antoine like have our own YouTube channel, so, you know, we will go and comment and converse with you guys. So if you got something negative to say, I'll find you. But if you got some positive say, we'll find you too.
This is Ryan in the booth, producer Ryan. I just found out she did get through. She was given okay. 4 yeses. She passed. Okay. She's in.
You said 4 yeses. Figured,
I had an idea, but I wasn't sure. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I didn't think she didn't. I was, honestly, she was one that I actually had no idea could have gone 50-54. So thank you,
Yeah, 50-50,
Ryan.
That means 2 judges, or at least 3 or 4. Well, like you said, that fall may have been the punchline.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ryan, for that piece of information.
Yes, good looking out, Ryan, and both.
Yeah, so let's move on to Chris, and I'm so sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I have it written down, but I don't know how to say it. Yeah, he's 30 years old, he's Swedish, he's a singer, and I looked through the YouTube comments, and it was, I want to actually start doing that more. Let me know if you guys like that idea after to kind of look through the YouTube comments, because I find some really funny things. The internet can be crazy, but it also can be hilarious. Everyone was saying he looks like Thor. They're like, oh, I'm so glad Thor. Thor's a singer now. Like, it's hilarious.
Now, they gotta be strictly talking about Endgame, because he don't look nowhere in shape, form, again, shape, form, fashion, of my beloved Thor.
You guys are gonna hate me, but I don't watch Thor. I don't know who Thor is, but everybody was saying it in the comments, so I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe it looks like Thor.
Guys, we are also taking donations in our studio inbox. If you have the in-game DVDs, bootleg and all, please, we will give it to Justine to watch them.
I definitely am not gonna watch it. But let's move on to Chris, and I think surprisingly, he had a great tone. He hit the high notes. He got a standing ovation. He was crying, which I think was really cute, and how he said he wears his heart on his sleeve, which definitely, you know, it's nice to see such a big guy like that to be a little softy. And I mean, I'm not really surprised, but I'm a little surprised at the same time. What did you think about him, Antoine?
No, he surprised me. I didn't think he was going to come out with a voice nowhere close to that. You know how people just come and they be how you expect them, like your perception, and they turn out to suck. Yeah, he didn't do none of that. He was phenomenal. He made me retract everything that was flowing in my mind because I was like, man, he can't sing because I just watched somebody else who that I thought they could sing. And
Would you hit the buzzer or would you pass him?
No, that guy goes all the way through. I buy an album.
Oh, my God. Okay, so is he one of your favorites so far?
Yeah, I would say yes. Like, his vocal range is, like, singing is, you know, people have their favorites, but man, I go with Adele, Luther Vandross, Diana Ross.
Wow.
Man, no, seriously, this guy has classical, he did his research, and he grew up off of rock, and I can hear that, you know, because I used to listen to AC/DC, so I have an appreciation for his diversity when it comes down to display his vocal talents.
No, I mean, for sure, he was definitely talented. Oh, like, man. For sure. And you know who was also really talented and one of my favorites? So we went and had Antoine's favorites. This wasn't planned. And this is one of my favorites so far, was the Acrobatic Dance Duo. And they, honestly, they blew me away because I'm very vocal about, I love acts. And I think about, can it be a Vegas act? And everybody's a singer. Nothing against the singers, but just because, like, the last singer, he's amazing. Sorry, I'm, like, blanking out on names. Chris, he was great, but I really loved them. They were so flexible. They had so much passion. Simon said it was perfection. Julianne, who was a dancer, you could tell she was standing up. She was like, I can tell if dancers are good by the way she reacts, just because she's like a legend with that. And I just love, not even just dancing. I love the acrobatic. I just love that. What did you think about it?
I took notes, and I would have written more, but I ran out of ink. That's how bad they were. I mean bad, I mean phenomenal, Justine.
Stop, I hate when you do that. Girl, it really stresses me out.
I said, whoa.
Stresses me out.
My pen literally ran out of ink on just complimenting their style. So sexy.
It was so good,
oh,
man.
My goodness. Guys, I wanted to run that again, and she had to be all of what, like, 5'1"?
She's tiny. She's so tiny. Holy, wow, I almost cursed. Sorry, guys. I'm just very shook right now. Let us know in the comments if you guys are shook. But honestly, I wrote this down. That is an act I thought Julianne would do the golden buzzer for. And what I realized, when we'll get into Julianne's golden buzzer in a little bit, what I realized is, I really think they pick people with a story, or they pick people with something that when they're vulnerable, like, because they came on stage, oh, we're acrobatic dance duo and we're dating, and that's it. So to give a golden buzzer to someone that doesn't have a story, I don't think that we would feel as much. This is just what I think they're doing, because it doesn't make any sense. I thought she would do, sorry, I don't mean to, I just really thought that she would give the golden buzzer to, like, a dance or something like this.
I concur. If it was anyone that Julianne, very nice.
Yeah.
If she was to give a golden buzzer, and this was her only week, this last week of auditions, I really thought this group, because she's a dancer. Her brother used to make videos. She was still a dancer. She's Dancing with the Stars. This group, and I quote her, perfect. I quote Simon by saying, I haven't seen anything as in sync and as so detailed and perfect as this since the Olympics way back when. And then they responded, oh, we did Olympics, 96 and 2000. Whoa. These guys have experience and know what they're doing. And, man, they made me want to go home and hold something tight, because they're a perfect couple. They said, are you a couple?
Yeah. She said, I like what they said.
I miss everything. I said, oh, girl.
No, for real, I like that. And another dance group, actually, right after, was the Revolution Queens. And I believe they said they're from Argentina. Just thinking off the top of my mind, I didn't write that down. But what I liked is it was originally performed by men. Mm-hmm. And I love that they were tap dancers. I love that they used props in the beginning, how they used, like, wooden barrels, it looked like, and then, like, metal strings. I don't know exactly what they were. I was just, like, I couldn't really tell exactly what they were. But I thought they were great.
What was that group again?
Revolution Queens?
Oh! The Mamba, the yeah, those queens.
Oh, was it? Yeah, yeah. The well, I have done Revolution Queens and Malambo group. Yeah. I don't know. They said both, so I was assuming.
Those okay,
were,
okay.
I was
we're
assuming,
on the same page.
Sorry, guys. It's one of those two. Let us know in the comments if there's one specific one. If not, Ryan, we know you're there. You're a part of us.
Now, I'm with it all. You know, it reminds me of Xena the Warrior Princess back in the day, and they can definitely do good on what was that? The Princess of the Amazons, Wonder Woman. Oh yeah, the sequel. They were cool.
Yeah, like I honestly watched cool. them. Sorry, I didn't mean to like cut you off. Like I watched them and I was like, oh, they're really cool. But like, there's nothing about them that I would. Like, oh, I'm gonna watch it again.
No.
Like Cody Lee, I want to watch again. The acrobatic dance duo, I would watch again. And I kind of look at it like that. Like they were good. I think they should have went through. There's people that will like them, but I don't think they will win it.
You know, I think the competition is so stiff. I'm not even sure if they should have went through.
Really?
Because the competition is, if you judge from the prior weeks.
If Tequila can go through, they can go through.
Right,
we have to remember
you
that.
You gotta remember that. If Tequila can do it.
Would you guys put Tequila through? Would you guys put these through over Tequila? Let us know in the comments because we're confused.
Man, I put them through over Tequila based on this, like 20 females. You go up there, check.
Yes, seriously. But yeah, so, I mean, do you have anything else really to say about them? Like,
no, I mean, I think they tap dance. And yeah. Played the drums really well, and
I had the wooden barrels, or no, they were drums. They literally looked like wooden barrels to me.
As I believe it's some type of Hawaiian warrior call or something like that, because she did mention, and that doesn't have to be necessarily Hawaiian. I think they had those type of things in different parts of the world, but traditionally they are performed by men, and that's why you're right. They are the revolutionaries because that's what made them revolutionize. The concept of...
I love it.
Yeah, the dance, the drums and stuff. Because she said it was only men doing it, so they decided to switch it up.
I love what they stand for. Like, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
I do. I like what they stand for. And you know who I like what they stand for. And this is the Vietnam. Sorry, guys. This is a great episode, so I obviously can't talk today. But forgive me. I love you guys. The Vietnam War veteran from Louisiana. He is almost totally blind. Mm-hmm. And he's 65 years old. He sang an original song. What did you think about him?
Well, I thought Robert was good. Robert Finley was... He definitely reminded me of my great-grandpops, man.
Aww.
Yeah, because he was the one playing the music and things like that, too. So I like what he can do. Honestly, I think I like his creative process a bit more than his voice.
I agree.
His voice is good. It definitely has a very whitish... tuned in. Those who don't know, maybe too young, because I'm kind of old. But look up Barry White. Barry White was a famous singer back in the day. He had a deep, some tone voice to where it was very appealing and sexy to ladies and whatnot. So this guy fit that criteria. However, I appreciate it because he sung an original song.
Mm.
So
I like that. I like when people, a lot of people come up and sing covers and they don't do original songs. And if they do an original song, it's not that great. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to write songs and sing. It's hard. I thought he was good. I do like his creativity. I think he had a lot of soul. And yeah, I liked him. He's not my favorite, but he was good. And I love that he's older and really going for what he wanted.
Yeah, he plays no games. He came out smooth, too, boy.
Yeah.
Cowboy hat, boots are shining bright. That man, he came to win.
Yeah, he got a lot of soul. And right before we get to our golden buzzer, I know one of our favorite topics to talk about, let's talk about Matthew Richardson, and he was a hoop aerialist. And that requires so much balance and strength. I was so confused the whole time. I was like, I would fall, I'd hit my face. Like, I was blown away.
Yeah, it's, likewise. Again, you know, I hate to even give a disclosure, but I can't do it. However, for people of YouTube and everywhere else who comment, the man does not, is talent, but...
Like, I don't think he'd be able to put on, like, any more of a show than that. Like, that's all, if that's all he has to offer...
Unless it gets dangerous.
Yeah. No, seriously.
If it's serious, if he can take that... Now, he can't take that and go, okay, I had one hula hoop, now let's do two. No. You know, it has to be something in the air merged with the ground has to be a little different. I could see him doing it, but he would have to be really creative with this act.
Yeah. I mean, I think I mean, you think he was good, but something, there has to be more. He has to, something has to be stepped up. But you know who stepped up? And that is, finally, guys, we've been waiting for so long, our golden buzzer from Julian Huff. Thank you for the sound effects, Ryan, up there. And that was Luke Islam. And he was Julian's golden buzzer. And I personally, like, what got me, I thought he was great. I loved his personality. Like, here we go again with, like, the golden buzzer having to do with personality. I loved his, like, passion, enthusiasm. And when he cried and Julianne cried and they cried together, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I felt it between them so much. I don't know. I'm so, like, what do you think about them, Antoine? No.
Oh,
be nice.
Please.
Be nice.
I mean, give me a break.
What?
The guy, the kid, oh, really? Really, Ryan? You want to
get to it.
You're going
to
play that, Ryan?
You drag this out, and I feel okay. Like I'm sitting here like, what do you got to say? Anticipation.
No, I'm not even going to make the anticipation, make it long. The thing about it was,
how can you not say he was great?
The thing about it was, for me, again, Raven Simone, Disney Channel, he has the, even Simon says something, you don't want to put yourself in that category. Like, he sung an opera, I think it was from The Waitress, the musical, or something like that.
That's a great song by Sarah Bareilles, by
yes,
the way, guys.
So, a good choice, good song. I think it was too commercial.
Yeah.
For me, and you had everyone else in this episode, mainly everyone, I would say 90, maybe 85% of the people who sung tonight, they went deep into the heart. You could feel the drama, the emotion. Just the people we just talked about.
I felt it with him. I know he's young and it's hard to, like, you have to understand when you're younger and they don't have life experience, like, you don't feel it as much with them because, like, they don't really know what they're singing. But I still felt, like, his passion for singing, if that made any sense.
The man sings while brushing his teeth. You know, I get it. He has a passion for singing. He sings everywhere he goes, doing everything. However, there's still level to this, and I did not feel any emotion. I don't care if he lost his Power Ranger toy or, you know, but he worried about going back to school because summer's over. I don't know. Just something. I want to feel the blues. Because if you think about it, weeks ago, we had a little girl singing about being bullied.
Yeah.
And I could feel that. Now,
yeah. I agree.
She
yeah, I
saw the original. Her voice was not as crisp as his.
Yeah.
He sung
Sophie Pectora?
Was that her name?
Guys, we had so many this season, but I think I'm proud of myself.
And
I think that may be
her
name, but she was great. I know that's why I remember.
So that is the credit she gets. However, because he sung, it wasn't original, and he probably can't emotionally attach to it. I get it. However, it just didn't do. He had a great voice. I shrugged my shoulders and I was just like, good voice.
Yeah, I wish Julianne would. I don't know. It has to do with the story. He was young. He was passionate. You felt him. Like I said, you can kind of get an idea who's going to be the golden buzzer because of the story. So it's what I don't like is it's getting a little predictable who the golden buzzers are going to be. So, like, I don't know if next year, but how they're going to do it. But it's okay. All the golden buzzers are, you know, they're over. We have our opinions about them. You guys have your opinions. Let us know what you think about this season's final golden buzzer. Let us know. We really do love to hear from you guys. But it is time to get to our special segment.
Yes, guys, today we're going to reflect off one of season 9 winners of, well, the only season 9 winner of AGT. His name is
one
Matt Franco.
Winners.
Guys, this one right here, this is what happens to you if you win AGT. Fame, fortune, $1 million, and also you might get to appear on Steve Harvey television. But this is him getting announced as a winner from Nick Cannon.
Up real quick, you guys. We got this is him winning. What season was it again?
This is season 9.
Oh, I love seeing the winning moments. They're so amazing.
All right.
Imagine what they're feeling.
Being
Matt Franco.
Can you imagine the feeling?
Guys.
And I didn't see this season, so what?
Not spectacular.
So what was his, like, what was his act? I didn't see this season.
Now, Matt Franco is a magic act, and the next video will kind of demonstrate a little bit of that as he appeared as a guest in February on the Steve Harvey Show live from Las Vegas.
He didn't seem emotional. I'd be, like, crying.
So here's that clip.
Sign your name in huge letters across the bill. However you want to do it. It's only a federal offense. Don't worry.
Plus, the guy got a sense of humor.
Cool. Show it to the camera
so they
get a good look at it.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll take it from you. I don't want to accuse you of anything, but I saw you had all that money on you. I don't know if you guys know.
Now watch
some
this.
Some bills are real, some are counterfeit. And there are mistakes counterfeiters will sometimes make. Of course, the biggest mistake a counterfeiter could make is when they take their money and hand it to the magician.
Here we go. This wowed
now,
me.
The other thing you could do is give it what I call the fold test. Check it out. We've got Steve's $100 bill with a signature across it. Nothing in the hand. Watch. All I do is fold it once, Steve, like this.
Now.
You see that?
Yeah.
Wait. I'm scared.
And on the fourth time, Steve, you can actually tell. I'm sorry, Steve. I may have to keep this one. It looks like your 100 is actually valued as a one.
Wow.
Magic freaks me out.
Now, this guy, although season 9 and we are at season 14, this was some time ago, I recently went to Las Vegas last weekend to do a show of my own. However, I bumped into an old studio at my practice session, and this is what I found at the Link Casino, which is a Caesars Entertainment property, Matt Franco's name in lighting upstairs, which he replaced the longest running show of all time, which is Divas Las Vegas. And I think they just recently moved, but the Divas been in that building for the longest. And Matt also won the best show in Vegas in 2007. And the guy, and that's me taking a picture of Matt right there. So when you win AGT, it's no game.
Wow.
This is your life. And
that,
what a beautiful life.
That just gives a winner of NBC's America's Got Talent. Like, that actually gives me the chills. Like, that's amazing. Oh, that makes me so happy to see that.
And that's right across from the Caesars Palace, too, so.
And honestly, that, first of all, Matt, M-A-T, I'm not used to it spelled like that, but he is such, like, that's a celebrity name, Matt Franco. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I really like that name.
Right.
Wow,
in
that's
front
awesome.
Of the Caesars Palace. And as soon as you land, this is what you see. So this is what everyone aims for off of trying to win the big one. Not just for the money and the fame, but you want something in lights.
So is there any act that, I'll ask these two questions. Is there any act that you think could win, any acts tonight that you think could win the whole show? Or are there any acts tonight that you would want to? Just this episode.
No.
Okay. Well, let us know in the comments if there's any act that stood out to you that you think would be able to win the show and not only win it, is there anyone you want to? I really, 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 really liked, I'm not going to go as far as win because I'm not sure yet. I want to see more of what they have, but the acrobatic dance duo I think was really great, and I really, really like them to see what more they have.
Well, I do too. I would love to watch them later on, actually, when I play it before I go to sleep, but I don't think that today's episode nor the episode before that prior were winners. I think the episode that we're going to see the most winners was probably the first two.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited, honestly, like, love the auditions. I don't know about you, I'm very excited for them to be over so that we can see some of our favorites at it again and see how they step it up. I'm just really excited, are you?
Oh, no, I'm excited because I think Cody Lee, which is my guy,
him.
I hate to sound, you know, like a fan, but hey, I am a fan.
I was going to mention him. I'm like, no, I need to stop doing that because that's just a lot. But anyway, it is time for our news from Mr. Antoine Baines.
Yes, guys, bringing you the latest is Antoine Bizzlings. And it has been confirmed after 15 years, your guy, Terry Crews, spoke to Sean Wayans about the reboot of White Chicks 2, the sequel. So,
wait, is it happening?
It's happening.
No way.
He actually talked to Sean, and Sean said, yeah, we working on that right now.
Have you seen it?
It ain't came out yet. You know when it?
No, the first one.
Of course, I've seen the first one.
Everybody in the audience, aka YouTube land, let us know if you've seen one, if you've seen White Chicks, and two, if you're excited to see it because it's one of my favorite movies. I know, how is that one of my favorite movies? Not educational or anything. It's exciting. Love it so much. So excited. Keep on going.
And Antoine, next week's episode on July 16th, next Tuesday, you have Brad Paisley, the country singer, showing up to be the special guest judge. So,
I love when they have special guest judges.
Oh, man, it's that time. It's that season. And also, former host Tyra Banks is launching her new ice cream called Smize.
Or, ice cream?
Yeah, it's called Smize. And I believe smizing is short for smiling with your eyes. So it's an ice cream flavor or some type of ice cream brand or taste. And speaking of former people that used to be on AGT, Victoria, a.k.a. Posh Spice, did not show up to one of the Spice Girls reunions tour. Mm-hmm. And Mel B was not pleased. And also, we touched on this a week before. I'm just going to touch on it one more time. Guys, stay locked in to watch Howie's interview on Kevin Hart's new talk show, Heart to Heart. It will be phenomenal. It's your boy, the judge, one of the favorite comedians out of Canada, Howie.
Oh, love Howie Mandel. So, before we say goodbye to our lovely AfterBuzzers, do you have any predictions of what you think? I mean, let's keep it. Predictions of next week. Do you think people are going to bring it? Do you think they're not going to bring it? And as far as, is this too soon to like predict a winner?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to the ones we saw in the beginning of the auditions resurface and now fight for, like, it's time to get greasy.
Because you forget about them just because it's like, oh my God, yeah. I remember that episode. Or oh my God, they were the first season.
And now they're going to, it's time to mix everyone in the gumbo and just bring it. So now, you're not going to see when the girl said this is the tip of the iceberg and Simon was like, well, can we just get the iceberg? You're going to see the cake. You're going to, it's time to put everything on the line. So if it's any time to watch AGT, the auditions are great, but you must stay tuned to watch how they just fight for the Matt Franco prize, for the grand prize.
So I think instead of asking who you think's going to win the season, who do you think are the top runners that, like, so far that you could see?
Man, I could see Shadow Dance Group going very far. Made me tear up.
I think we both know one of them.
I could see, yeah.
Cody Lee?
Cody Lee is one of them.
He may win that thing, guys. Sorry, I know I just have a feeling.
If you did not pick Cody Lee, who would be your top two or top three?
We're going to hold off on that next week because I really don't, I would need to see everybody. I don't remember. There's certain people that, I mean, you know, obviously there's, it means something if there's people that stand out, like Cody Lee. That means something. But there were so many great ones that we've just seen so many acts that I really can't give a proper answer on that.
I'm going to say this. I hope that it was the veteran group. I think it was Voices of Service. There you go. Voices of Service did a great job. And I honestly think if they don't make it, Simon may offer, because two of those singers, I think it was four of them, could really blow. So if they don't make it, I think they may be offered to stay. Either way it go, the Voices of Service, somebody picking them up to do some type of album.
Yeah.
Christmas album, Thanksgiving album,
touring,
gospel album.
Maybe touring.
Touring, anything.
Yeah.
Cruise ship.
Well, I am so excited for next week. I know you are too. I know you guys out there are definitely excited. Thank you guys for watching so much. Obviously, next week we have another episode, and it's going to be, is it the quarterfinals or semifinals? I don't know how to do math. Which one is it? It's one of the finals. But I don't know exactly which one it is, and not because I don't know my America's Got Talent, guys. It's because I don't know how to do math. So all we know is
Judge Cuts, I think.
Oh, it is the Judge Cuts.
I think it's like the first round. It's the second round where they go to the judges.
All I know is AGT is amazing, and there's a lot of different cuts and stuff, but like I don't focus on that. I just focus on my people and watching them. But thank you guys so much for watching. Antoine, where can we find you?
Guys, check out my newly improved website, www.antoinebaynes.com. That's www.antoinebaynes. Yes. Or on Instagram as simplydifferent87.
All right. And you guys can find me at, Justine Devanna. And I have some other artist account. I do makeup, looks by Justine. And then Let's Face It with Justine, where I have my own show, actually here at AfterBuzz, where I record here. So definitely check that out. Again, thank you guys so much. And we will see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.